Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. Welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from our previous podcasts. Tonight, we have an encore from February of 2020, where Selena discussed some sacred ways of attuning to and working with clear quartz crystals and other rock crystals.
Of time. Rock crystal has been associated with ceremonial sites. Rock crystal can take a variety of forms, and there are related forms of crystal amethyst and citrine, but tonight we're going to focus on the clear quartz crystal form that's most often used as an all-purpose form of sacred crystal and one with a variety of specialty uses. Quartz crystals have been associated with healing. Quartz crystals have been associated with connecting with the divine, with deities, with ancestors, with spiritual guides, with elemental forces, and other types of nature spirits. Quartz crystals have been used to bless sacred spaces, for home blessings, for personal protection, healing and well-being, have been used in group settings. And tonight, I'm going to share with you some of the ways that I've worked with rock crystals over the years and ways that I've seen others work with this very special stone. Let's begin by looking at some of the lore associated with quartz crystals. Quartz crystals that literally grow in the earth have a long association with antiquity and with the ancients. It can take a really long time for a quartz crystal to grow from deep within the earth. And in more contemporary times, humans have found ways to actually grow crystals in laboratories. And indeed, in that way, they have been used in some of the technology, not only mobile phones and tablets and computers, but in a variety of different communication processes. We're going to focus on the natural crystals tonight and take a look at some of their really important qualities. Besides the antiquity piece, they are associated with light. Indeed, some people will use a clear quartz crystal in connection with moonlight, sunlight, or other types of light as a conductor of light, as a transmitter of light, as a symbol for light. Quartz crystals also have been connected with balance. One of the methods that has been used in ancient times, according to some lore, and into contemporary times, has been to sit with a crystal and to experience its power of balance. For those who are lethargic, holding a crystal can help energize a person. For a person who's too energized, a quartz crystal can help center that person, come to some type of good centering balance point. Another use of clear quartz crystal is for transmission. And for that purpose, they tend to be used on the tips of wands and sometimes fashioned into a wand itself. I have used a rock crystal wand for a number of years. Not only one fashioned, but I have some large crystal points that fit in my hand that I use in casting a circle and directing healing energy. Crystal can also amplify in addition to transmit. Some people will have an amplification crystal on their personal altar, focusing on a particular intention, a symbol of that intention, and it may take the form of writing out that intention on a note card or other piece of paper, parchment, on a piece of cloth, setting it on the altar, doing ritual with that, and then placing the crystal on top of it as a symbol of continuing to transmit that intention and to bring it into manifestation. One form of crystal lore that has been associated with a particular crystal form is divination, the crystal ball. But there are other forms that crystal can take that have divinatory associations. Some may have some other type of shape crafted from crystal. A crystal mirror, a crystal egg, a crystal skull, and that may be used as a focal point for divinatory meditation and reflection. One of the wonderful things about rock crystal is its versatility. Because of its clear form, it can be used similar to a white candle that can have intention projected to it and adapted for a variety of ritual purposes. In addition to lore and qualities connected with rock crystal, it's important to look at some ways to have quartz crystal come into one's spiritual practice. The selection of a quartz crystal or a crystal object to incorporate into spiritual practice. So here are some pointers for this. First of all, there's a lot of different choices and the forms available for rock crystal. Some are what you might call the raw crystal, harvested from the earth, but not cleansed in any way, just in their raw form. Most people who do quartz crystal harvest will do some type of cleansing, not only removing dirt and other debris that is part of that harvest process, but removing other kinds of materials that might be lodged onto the crystal. So they're natural occurring points. Some of these points may be very tiny, and some of them may be enormous. At Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, one of our most used ceremonial sites and also one of our oldest ones from the time that we began working on the land, going back to 1983 when we first settled at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we have a stone circle. And we have in the east quarter and the west quarter some very large crystal points that were donated. We also have crystals throughout that circle, along with stones of a variety of different types and some other natural objects. So a quartz crystal point can be quite large, and they can take a variety of different forms. There's the individual points, and then there's crystal clusters. I have a crystal cluster that fits in my hand, and it has one very large point and a number of medium points and some very small points. So this crystal cluster was harvested from the earth but kept together rather than the individual points being removed and turned into separate gems to be used in jewelry and in spiritual practice. Also among the crystals that I have are a crystal that is a single large point that has had some lapidary work, some stone polishing, cutting and polishing done on it. The actual form of the point has been preserved, but there has been some polishing. As one shops for a crystal in a metaphysical store or some magical shop, chances are you'll see points with a flat bottom that will set in a stable way on an altar. And some are totally clear, but many have some beautiful imagery inside that's part of the natural crystal growth. So it may have clear points, parts within the point, and there may also be some that are opaque and that reflect the light. So besides raw crystals and crystals that have come out in clusters and some crystals that have been harvested with points, we have other forms of crystal where people have tumbled the crystal points to make beads. Some of the work with points have had particular shards. Some have been formed into long rectangles. Some crystals have had some polishing of the individual stones, and then have they are turned into beads, so there's a place to string them and wear them as a necklace. I have a variety of different crystal necklaces of that type. So you can look at the different types of crystals that may be available and recognize that they can be used for a variety of purposes. So an important thing as you go about finding one or more pieces of rock crystal to have as part of your spiritual practice is to have in mind what you may want to work with the crystal for, and to also go on your quest for one or more crystals with that in mind and with a mindset that you can open yourself to have direct resonance and connection with the various stones. Indeed, many people will pick their crystal for their personal use as a result of going to a store or to a vending booth at a conference or festival or to a rock shop that has a variety of different types of stones in it, and a place where one can actually handle the different sizes of points and types of points and the different crystal clusters and other types of objects. To tune into the crystal even before you make the selection, get a sense of what appeals to you, what resonates with you, and what connects the best with the purpose or purposes you're going to be using the crystal for. After one has selected the crystal or crystal object, then it's important to do some work to cleanse away unneeded spiritual vibrations that may be part of that crystal, and to do an alignment with yourself and with the purpose or purposes of that crystal. Now, there's something called clearing a crystal, cleansing a crystal, and I'd like to share with you some methods that I have found helpful for this work. It is not necessary to use multiple forms in your crystal cleansing work unless you have a good reason to do so. Some people who will work with a crystal as a symbol of spirit, the element spirit, will do a blessing of earth, a blessing of air, a blessing of fire, a blessing of water, and a blessing of spirit, because spirit is the embodiment, this fifth element of the other elements of nature. That's an example of a specialty way of doing a crystal cleansing and alignment. Some people will wash a crystal that they've obtained in collected rainwater or spring water or water that has been blessed in ritual. Some will use some type of special herbal wash to cleanse a crystal that's new to one's practice, or to rededicate a crystal for some other purposes. Mugwort, Artemisia vulgaris, is a very powerful magical herb, and that is my go-to herb for crystal cleansing in using a tea. The type of tea or potion is one of an infusion. The water is brought up to a boil. the mugwort, fresh or dried or a combination, is added, stirred in with the intention of making a cleansing tea. It is covered and steeped. The herbs are strained out, and then that water is available. The mugwort tea, the mugwort wash, is available for cleansing the crystal or crystals. One way of doing that, letting it cool, having it in a bowl and taking the crystal or a variety of crystal objects if you want to do cleansing of multiple things, and washing them within a bowl or a cauldron or some type of tub, and letting the mugwort cleanse away what is not needed and be a purifying wash. For those who would prefer to use mugwort in a different way for cleansing, another method is to take fresh or dried mugwort leaves and to rub them around a crystal to bring about cleansing. And mugwort on its own or in combination of other purifying herbs can be burned as an incense. This is typically done with dried leaves that have been crushed and set ablaze so they would smolder. A smudge stick can work very well for that. Actually, any type of purifying incense smoke can be used, such as sandalwood, copal, rosemary, sweetgrass, frankincense, sage. Those are just a few of the types of incenses, and they can be burned in their raw form. They can be smoked over a self-igniting charcoal block, such as with frankincense gum resin, can be used in the form of a joss stick or a smudge stick. In doing a blessing of a mugwort crystal by fire, passing it above a flame, typically a flame of a candle or a lamp, is one way to do that. For doing a cleansing with earth, this could be having a grounding bowl and having it filled with some type of salt. It can be table salt. It could be a black salt. It could be a Himalayan salt. But the idea is to have a salt that has been dedicated for cleansing purposes and placing the mugwort in that. But it also, a grounding bowl could be filled with some type of dry soil or dried herbs. Another way to cleanse rock crystal is to set it in a window that gets sunlight and let the sun come forth. Some people like to take a crystal out under the full moon and have moonlight cleanse and often also bless the crystal. Some people like to cleanse a crystal when there is wind outside flowing over the crystal. Some will generate a wind by using some instrument such as a feather fan or some other type of hand fan for that purpose. And of course, having a crystal in flowing water in a natural stream or spring or running under a tap water. Cleansing by any of these methods can be amplified through visualization, through movement, through rhythms, through singing, using some other type of song. So as you bring a crystal into your practice, do some form of cleansing, and then after you have cleansed it, to also spend time with the crystal, dedicating it to its purpose or purposes at hand. Some additional things to keep in mind as you select crystals and incorporate them into your life: as much as possible, get your crystals from reputable sources and from vendors that work with reputable sources. Ideally, quartz crystals are harvested from the earth in sacred ways. Some of the crystals that I have in my own collection that I use as gifting crystals have come from people who've actually harvested the crystals in a sacred way from the earth, have done the cleansing, and so from the time that they have grown with Mother Nature in the earth to the time they've been harvested in a sacred way to the time they've been presented to me and for me gifting someone else, there has been respect for the spirit of the crystal and for the planet and a sacred practice. It is not always possible to know and get the details about how a crystal has come to be in a store, and even if the store itself may have a very good reputation, the stores aren't always able to get information from the items that they have and how they've come to be. But those are some good questions to find out, and it's best to really, especially with clear quartz crystals, is to get them from good sources and where there's respect for nature, respect for the crystal harvest process, and a respect for crystals as a sacred form. While crystals may be considered inanimate objects by many people, they do have a spiritual force with them. And for that reason, understanding source as well as understanding cleansing and alignment all can aid your practice. I'd like to share with you some more information about working with rock crystal, what I call crystal spirit work. Work with crystal as a spiritual ally. Consider it as a sacred being that you can work with the spirit of the crystal and have yourself be in alignment with that spiritual dimension, that essence of the rock quartz. You can meditate with a crystal to commune with it, to align with it. You can use a crystal to aid you in invoking a particular divine form. Some goddesses and gods and nature spirits have a strong association with crystal. One of the sacred forms that I work with is a form of ocean goddess, Yamaya, whose roots go back to old Africa, but she's become one of those international, interreligious, multilingual, multicultural forms of the divine. And I commune with the ocean during visits there at least once a year, typically at full moon time. And this form of the divine is aligned not only with the ocean and the full moon, but with clear quartz crystal. And as I go and commune with the ocean at the time of the full moon, I have some small rock crystals that I bring with me, and I will take one and cast into this sea as a kind of offering. As I invoke the goddess, align with the goddess, and pay respects. And then at the end of my journey to the ocean, which can last several weeks, I will do another ceremony and again call to the goddess and will cast an offering crystal into the sea as a way of paying respects and strengthening my connection. Some people see quartz crystal connected with the realm of the Fae, and I have worked with quartz crystal in that way as well, calling on the Fae as spirits of nature in the Fae realm, and to leave quartz crystals at places that are sacred to the Fae. And we have a fairy shrine at Circle Sanctuary, and quartz crystals are in abundance as offerings at that location. Quartz crystals can clearly bring about healing. Some people will place quartz crystals at particular places on their body that are in need of healing, or will put a piece of quartz crystal somewhere on the body, a necklace, for example, to radiate throughout one's whole being, not only bringing healing to the physical realm, but the emotional, the mental, the energetic, and the spiritual realm of a person. Some people will put quartz crystals as an ingredient in a spirit bag, an amulet bag, and having that be its own ingredient, but also something that blends the powers of different herbs that are also part of a healing bag that's in a spirit bag form. Another way to work with a quartz crystal is to have it set within a crown and to wear that around one's head and to have the quartz crystal at one's third eye or brow chakra. Some like to wear quartz on a ring or on a bracelet or in multiple necklaces. There's different ways to work with quartz crystal as ritual jewelry. A quartz crystal can be a great tool to use in establishing a shrine. When it's an outdoor shrine, the crystal is aligned with the particular form of the divine and planted in or near the site of the shrine. Sometimes it's visible, but often when it's used as an anchor point for a shrine, it's actually buried in the earth. For indoor shrines, it may be on display or it may be put on or under or near a divinity figure, a sacred figure. Quartz also can be used as part of group practice. Some groups that I have helped facilitate over time that have been meeting regularly have had a quartz crystal as its symbol of itself. And that crystal is present at all the group workings. It becomes the group spirit crystal. And that crystal is not only present and symbolic of the group and its spirit, but another one of the properties of crystals that can be used in sacred work is that of archivist, that it actually is a recorder of the vibrations that have happened within the aligned context in which it is used. So someone with very good intuitive perception could hold that crystal and be able to pick up on the experiences, the rituals, the meditations, the conversations that this crystal has been present for. Crystal balls have been used for divination since ancient times. Most crystal has some kind of occlusion in it, and some people appreciate having that occlusion, which is an opaque shape or form within the crystal ball, and that can be used to aid the scrying process. I have seen a pure, clear crystal ball that is quite large, and that can be used also for scrying, even without the occlusions. Very clear quartz crystal balls are rare and are very expensive. You can locate some in some sacred centers and in some museums. My favorite flawless clear crystal ball is at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. It's part of the Smithsonian Museum grouping. And I have seen that crystal ball for many, many years. It's in its own particular case. It's with the Rocks and Gems collection up on the second floor of this museum. It tends to be guarded. It does have kind of a square enclosure around it, which makes scrying a bit difficult, but it's on public display, and it is just simply beautiful. One very special use for rock crystal is that of circle casting. One of my favorite ways of using quartz to cast a circle is to use my crystal wand. And I have it point outward. The one that I'm presently using has a point at one end and a curved end at the other end, and I use the point end to cast the circle. I go clockwise. I do a circle casting chant, and I consider my crystal wand as a kind of marker where I actually see a ribbon of light going around as I move clockwise around the circle and chant. I use this for personal circle casting, and I use it for small and large group circle casting. I have found it helpful to use my crystal wand that I use for circle casting to really dedicate it for that purpose, and to also use the wand when need be to direct that same type of brilliant white light, all the colors of the rainbow and perfect harmony within them, when I'm energizing an object. And when I am not using my clear quartz crystal wand with some occlusions in it, I will have it in its own particular case. And I have really enjoyed being able to work with a crystal in that way. However, I also have been able to cast a circle when I'm out on the road traveling, I'll take a much smaller crystal, and sometimes it is double-pointed. In fact, there's a particular kind of quartz crystal called Herkimer diamonds that naturally have a point at each end that can be used, but you can take a double-pointed one or one with a single point that fits comfortably in your hand and use that instead of a longer wand. If you're going to be casting a circle with a wand, then it is good to uncast it when one is done. In addition to working with a crystal point or a crystal wand, if one has a ring with a quartz point in it, one can place one's hand out and use the ring as a kind of wand to do that. Some people like to create a circle with crystals to actually put small crystals around to mark a circle and then do ritual work inside of that. Or to place some crystal points, and they can be small ones, it's like small seeds, to an existing ritual circle area that has been set up and consecrated. Indeed, the circle at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve that I mentioned previously not only has some large crystals at its two of its directions and some other crystals at its other directions, but it has been seeded with very tiny crystals. So there are small crystals around mixed in with other types of stones that give it that kind of energetic space. Some people will put a point that has a flat bottom upon it, so the point is up, on an altar in each of the four compass points of a circle, and then a crystal also in the center, a central altar of a circle. So that's another way to work in setting up a sacred space. Some people will use a crystal in home blessing to move around the inside and outside of a home with a crystal as part of a blessing process. Often one will do a blessing of fire and air with some lit incense, of earth and water, salting some water, and then to go around a third time with a quartz crystal to seal it with spirit. One can just use a crystal wand to go around and bless a space without using the other elemental forces, depending on inclination and tradition. And I know of some instances as a house is being built where quartz crystal is actually included in the foundation of a home as it is constructed, or bits of crystal are placed in the four directions around the four points on the outside of the home. So there's a variety of ways of working with crystal as part of blessing work. Some ways to work with healing and quartz crystals is to envision light flowing from the crystal to the person in need. Now, if the person is present, that crystal can be placed or even given to the person, if the person's in the circle, to hold during this. Some people will actually have a quartz crystal that will then be given to the person who's present. You'll be energized in a one-on-one healing session or in a group setting. Or crystals may be set on an altar in the center of the circle for a group working and energized for healing as in a more general way, and then individuals in the group take those of crystal and then take them out into the world to bring healing to the planet or healing to those in need. A crystal can be used for absent healing, where the person or the one needing healing is not physically present. And in this case, there is a visualization of the one needing healing, and then the use of the crystal to direct the healing light to that one in need. I like working with clear quartz crystals for planetary healing work. I have a particular crystal dedicated to planetary healing work that I have literally taken around the planet with me and have even sent it off when I haven't been able to go to some type of international conference with others. So it's gone around the world. It's been in the northern as well as the southern hemisphere and the eastern as well as the western hemisphere. I keep this small crystal in a small globe, a mammoware globe that I got many years ago. I use the globe as a healing image of the planet, and the crystal inside is a planetary healing crystal. I have often, in connection with the work with that crystal, have had much smaller crystals that I give to people that take part in planetary healing rites that I do. And people will take small crystal beads or crystal shards or crystal points out into the world. We'll put that on an altar. We'll put it in a medicine bag or spirit bag, mojo bag. We'll actually plant it in the earth as a way of conveying those healing blessings and powers. Some other ways of working with crystal is to use them as part of charms, to have them crafted. So often a wire wrap around the crystal, and then having that attached to a cord hung in a window for home blessing, or put on a display or on an altar or a shrine with a particular intention in mind. As you can tell, there are many ways of working with crystals, and one of the things that I have really enjoyed about crystal work is the more that I've worked with rock crystal, the more I've attuned to rock crystal as a whole and have become aligned with its essence. I see it as a beautiful stone of well-being, of peace, balance, the power of transmission and amplification, and for wisdom. Having a crystal at one's place of work can be used for inspiration, for balance, for calming. A crystal makes a wonderful gift. It can convey friendship and love. A crystal can be fashioned into some type of object or be set in an object such as a chalice, having crystal beads put around the side, or one can use a crystal as inspiration to guide one in making determinations of what other uses one might have for the rock crystal. I invite you to consider doing a crystal meditation with a crystal that you have or an object made of rock crystal that you're working with. How to go about this, centering yourself, finding a place where you have quiet and you have time to be able to connect with the crystal, to hold the crystal in your hands, to burn some meditative incense, to aid you in opening up your intuitive processes. You may also use that incense as a way of blessing you and the crystal. Holding the crystal silently, or if you prefer, singing or speaking to the crystal and honoring. Crystal spirit, I call to you. Crystal spirit, I honor you. Crystal spirit, I invite you to work with me now, to commune with me, to guide me in working with you and in working with rock crystal as a whole. So that's an example of a kind of prayer alignment that you can do. Then, as you hold the crystal, to experience yourself being one with it. And to then invite the crystal to bring forth a message, bring forth guidance, to deepen your understanding of working with the spirit of crystal as a whole, with this particular crystal in particular. Some additional things to share about rock crystal. If you are going to align a crystal with a particular purpose, for example, a group spirit crystal, then it's important that as long as the crystal has that purpose, that it be cared for as a carrier of that purpose. When one senses it's time to no longer work with the crystal in that way, to be sure to give thanks to the spirit of the particular crystal and the crystal as a whole, and if it's, for example, a group spirit crystal, to have those in the group that have been working with the crystal say farewell to it and its purpose. And then to do at least one form of in-depth cleansing to release the alignment from the crystal and to allow it to go back to nature, that's one possible way, or to rededicate it to another purpose. If it's a group crystal and the group is changing, then that crystal can be cleansed and then realigned, rededicated as the group rebirths itself. These are just a few of the many ways that I've worked with crystals, and I do think a wonderful thing about having one or more rock crystals as part of your spiritual practice, if you care for them well, they can last for you throughout your lifetime. I do think it's important, as you have crystals be part of your practice, as you think about your own lifetime and what will happen with the magical objects that you have worked with during the course of your life, when the time comes for you to cross over, it is good to line up someone who would then carry out the wishes that you have for your crystal. And that can be passing the crystal on to someone else who will either continue to work with it in the dedicated purposes or to cleanse it and realign it for some other uses after you have crossed over. I give thanks to rock crystal for being in my life and for being in the lives of others who have found the magic and the sacredness of this special type of stone. May the spirit of rock crystal strengthen and grow, guide us in our understanding of ways to work, honor, and celebrate it, and to guide us in working for the great work, the greater good, in the circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be. Thank you all for listening to Rock Crystals tonight. I invite you to tune in to Nature Spirituality every week. I invite you to share your feedback via social media and or email. Or if you happen to come to events that happen at Circle Sanctuary, our land, our center, or that we help sponsor in other places, or you happen to see me as I'm out on speaking travel, I also invite you to give feedback that way. You can find me on social media, on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, on Twitter, Selena_Fox, on Instagram, Selena Fox, on YouTube, Selena Fox, and you can email me, selena@circlesanctuary.org. I also invite you to tune in to my other weekly podcast, Nature Mystic, which is a podcast with a variety of encore podcasts, episodes that I have done over the years with Circle Craft Study and Nature Magic and Nature Folk. I also invite you to tune in to podcasts by others on Circle Sanctuary's podcasting network, CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. You can find our schedule of shows at the Circle Sanctuary website, under the CSNP page, www.circlesanctuary.org, and you can find us on Facebook, CSN Podcast, where we have updates on all of our podcasts. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thanks to our podcasting team of David and Jeanette Ewing, of Deborah Rose, of Laura Gonzalez, and Casey Pope, who helps us with social media networking. May your work with crystals continue to grow. May your wisdom and understanding of these special stones continue to be in your life and in the larger world that we are part of. Many blessings. Good night.
for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.